Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Brian, and today is Wednesday, December 21st, 2022, and you're listening to the Lots Project podcast, a daily look inside our journey to live outside the systems of control. And episode number today is 262, and with the title Coffee with Brian, a daily morning chat. Yeah, that was a little off. I had something on my mind when I started that intro. So new one this morning. A little tired this morning. Had a long day yesterday. We'll talk about. And just kind of shoot the shit about what's going on, what's coming up, and everything Lots Project, I guess. As it is, Coffee with Brian. I got my Toolman Tim mug here. I have a glass full of GSD. Or a mug full of GSD blend with the rest of my French press waiting for me to sip on while we discuss things today. Hopefully you're having a great day as you're listening to this. And I just wanted to talk about item of the day. Item of the day today is the Leatherman OHT. I used it several times yesterday and it just kind of popped into my head. I should talk about it again. Talked about it a ways back a few times. I lost it, actually, at my last employer and had to get a new one and was lost without it for a few days. I don't use it as much now that I'm not in a tech role or anything like that. I pulled it out two or three times yesterday, and I was like, oh, yep, better mention that. So the Leatherman OHT, man, it's a great tool. It's like $90 right now on Amazon. There's a link in the video description and the podcast notes. But $90, I think it's a specialty tool. You got to think about what you're going to do, because there's the Wave, there's the all sorts of other Leatherman tools and things like that. But the one-handed tool is kind of a specialty thing. I think it's really a really good fit for people that are working on equipment, technicians, maintenance guys, homesteaders, and where you're working with both your hands and you realize you need a plier, you realize you need a cutter or something, and you're holding something together or holding something that you need to grab or whatever. The OHT is nice because you pull it out and the OHT stands for one-handed tool. You're able to pull it out and access all the tools with one hand. Now, I'm not the most coordinated person, and I've done this with both my right hand and my left hand. Instead of having to butterfly it open to get the pliers out, they're on a slide, so they just slide out almost like a spring-loaded knife. They slide out the end. The pliers are right there. But the feature I think I like the most, that's convenient, but I can whip open a Leatherman with one hand and like flip it open. The convenient part for me, and the thing I like most about this tool and why I recommend it so much, is all the tools are on the outside of the handle. So you're not butterflying it open and digging in there with your fingernails trying to pick out the tool you need, and they're all like stacked in there. This tool has eight extra tools on the outside. One on each corner. So you hold the knife, you can actually feel what it is. There's a raised diagram of each tool next to where it is. So even in the dark or one-handed, not looking at it, you're able to run your thumb over it and feel what tool is sitting there. And you flip it open from the outside with a little bit of thumb pressure and a flip. You are able to access every tool on this with one hand. And that was important to me. That was very important to me. I use that all the time. That function came in handy all the time. And I continue to carry one and always will until they stop making one, which I thought they did for a while because they kind of disappeared. But it seems like they're back around. I haven't seen extraordinary prices on after sellers or anything like that. So I think they're back in production. I think they're back around. And you should check one out, especially if you are in any of those things I mentioned before. But the Leatherman OHT is definitely a solid tool, and I highly recommend you checking them out. Or for your favorite mechanic, technician, maintenance guy, homesteader, anybody, I think would appreciate that as a gift. So check out that link and head on over there and check it out. Good morning, Josh. How you doing? So let's get into yesterday. What did we do yesterday? I did interviews. I talked all day. It was interesting. It was new for me. I have only done, I shouldn't say only, but the majority of the interviews I've done have been live. They've been interactive with people in the chats. They've been, scheduled out, show up, talk for 15 minutes before. And mostly people in network, mostly people I know or know their story, know about them, have some sort of relationship with them. Even if it's one way, even if it's only I know of them. Yesterday was three people I didn't know. I have never met. I had never heard of them really before I ended up with an interview scheduled through Podmatch, podmatch.com. It's pretty cool. It's working out for me so far. I'm giving it some time. I'm giving it some time to see if it peters out with matches, with how it works out, with the getting paid to interview people. I'm optimistically cautious at this point. I think it's worth, the interviews I've booked so far have definitely been worth the $6 I spent to join the site for the first month. Definitely. I'll tell you in a minute here who I got to interview and what we're talking about and then when they will be airing. But I hooked up with them through Podmatch, and it's just a different experience when you don't know someone, you don't know their work. There is a profile there, so you get a feel for what they got going on, but you haven't really talked to them, you haven't interacted with them. One of the things I really like is when I do a live interview, I'm always on like 15 minutes before on the stream. We don't start, but the people that are on can interact and talk for a minute. So that's a time where I can really grab a feel for somebody, just make a connection there before things start. With this, man, when it's professional interviews just on the fly, and that's what it is. Like, it's just an interview. It's professional. That's what they're doing for a living. Like, one of the guys I interviewed actually does 10 interviews a week and 8 podcasts a week. And I was like, holy shit, dude. Like, he's on other people's shows 10 times a week. And he and his business partner release 7 episodes of their podcast, and he releases one of his. I thought I did a lot because I was counting up, and I think I did 10. And he was like, "Yeah, sorry, dude, 18." I'm like, "Holy shit!" But this is their job. I mean, the three people I interviewed yesterday do this. Not, it's not their job, but this is what they do. They have a block every day or every other day where they do interviews. That's how they're growing. And I'm really contemplating doing that if I can swing enough revenue from doing interviews to cover my interviewee fee. I will probably set up that profile and start busting out on other people's shows. But yeah, it was just a different experience. Interview set for 8:30. Guest shows up 8:28, which is perfect. I mean, that's fine. It's not unprofessional. It's not like, holy shit, I can't believe this. But it doesn't give you that whole lot of buffer time to kind of get that read on them, for lack of a better term. But anyway, it all worked out. I had 3 awesome interviews yesterday. One little hiccup, but it was great. It was great. So who I talked to yesterday? Didier Morel is a Bitcoin guy. He has a podcast called The Swiss Road to Crypto. We talked about what is Bitcoin. We talked about basic level understanding of what Bitcoin is, kind of how it works. It went down some different roads. It was pretty good. That's going to be airing. Let me pull up my schedule here so I don't mess this up again. DA is going to be on Thursday, January 12th. And then I also interviewed yesterday, Kevin Palmieri. Kevin and I discussed growing a podcast, growing a brand. He was the gentleman that told me that he does 18 shows a week and blew my mind. But yeah, we talked about a whole bunch of cool stuff with that. So if you're a content creator or even I really believe this interview could really help any entrepreneur or small business or podcaster, content creator. We'll get value out of this. So that's going to be coming out on January 19th. That's also a Thursday. These all three are going to be Thursday interviews. And the first one that's going to come out is Miles Wakeman. Man, Miles and I had an awesome conversation. Awesome. I had Miles booked for talking about financial freedom, how to achieve it, and this and that. Dude's phenomenal. Like, his backstory was great, talking to him. And yeah, it went down some roads I didn't think it would. It really did. Yeah, you'll have to wait and find out. But that's going to be the first one I release. It's going to be released on January 5th, and it's going to be the premiere episode of Lots to Talk About. And yeah, that was the one I had my little mishap with. We went back and forth with scheduling, and on the calendar, it ended up at 3:30, from 3:30 to 4:30. We're doing a 3:30 to 4:30 interview. It's really different booking worldwide. Miles was in Arizona, so this wasn't the issue. That was only an hour difference, but like DDA's in Switzerland. So yeah, doing international booking and things on calendars when you're speaking about times and you forget to notate which time zone you're talking about, and people get all confused and things like that. So everybody always assumes you're talking about their time zone unless you notate it. And yeah, anyway, DDA and I got hooked up. We figured it all out because I booked something and it was in the middle of the night. And he's like, I can't do that. And I'm like, what do you mean? It's on your calendar. He's like, oh, no, you booked it for your time, not my time. I'm in around the world. I'm like, oh, okay, got it. But anyway, Miles and I went back and forth, and I ended up on my calendar for like the half hour, the bottom of the hour, 3:30 or something like that. And it just didn't sit right, because everything that I booked other than that, even the interviews upcoming next week and beyond that, have always been on the hour, for an hour or an hour and a half. And this one was on the half hour, and I was like, I don't even think I put half hour increments on my calendar. Like, it's always starts on the hour and you can go 60 or 120 minutes, I believe, when I set up a calendar. But it said 3:30 in my notes. It said 3:30 in my messages to him. It said 3:30 everywhere. And I was just like, this isn't right. Corey and I took dogs for a walk. We got back and I was sitting here just kind of mulling around. We got some other stuff done that I'll talk about in a minute. But we're sitting here and all of a sudden I'm like, man, I should really jump on. I looked and it was like 2:57. I'm like, I should really jump on just to make sure he's not there. If not, I can leave studio, just sit around for another 25 minutes and then we'll jump back on it at 3:30. Well, sure as shit, I open StreamYard, pop on, and there's Miles. And I'm like, oh, hey, how's it going? Sorry. I thought it was 3:30, but I just wanted to pop on and check and make sure everything was cool, and here you are. So let's do this. So I'm in a rush. I usually, even with these guys showing up right at scheduled time, I jump on like five to 10 minutes early and kind of get my ducks in a row, get the screen set up, because I do a different overlay on the screen for recorded interviews. I get my notes ready and just get in the right train of thought for the interview. And kind of go step through step, like what's going to go on and this and that, and kind of get my head straight. That's just who I am. It's who I am. I do it with work. I do it. That's just what I do. Well, I jump on and it's like, I don't want to waste this dude's time. He's got an hour. A lot of these guys are on tight schedules. Like Kevin told me that, yeah, he blocks out time every day to do interviews because that's how he grows his business. But if he's doing interviews, he's not doing $150 an hour consultations. And I'm like, all right, so I'll keep you for an hour and not an hour and a minute, because I'm guessing you have another consultation after this. But yeah, I really appreciated all the time these guys put in. So I wanted to get going. I was like, okay, you got an hour. Ken Esch had told me that Miles was a fantastic interview, and man, he was right. He was right. What a great guy. And so I was like, let's fire this off. Let's fire it off. So I'm dicking around. I'm muddling myself. I'm trying to, when I get frustrated and flustered, I kind of talk out loud. I say some shit that I probably shouldn't. So I muted my mic, so I wasn't like rambling on and he's listening to me in the background going, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? So I muted my mic. I start the recording. I start the intro. The intro plays. I start talking. I'm talking away and I'm like, and now bring on Miles. And I hit his screen and I look over and I've been muted the whole time. And I also look over and there's a private message function in StreamYard where you can send a message between the people that are on the show. If it's live, it doesn't get put in the chat. If it's a recording, it's just a way for you to communicate with a guest or a host. And I look over and there's a message there and I click on it and it says, you're muted. And then I watched a little bit of the video back and I see Miles sitting there. As soon as I started talking, he's just like, he's kind of wave. He's just trying to get my attention. And I was just so focused on trying to get this shit going. I was like, oh man, I was muted. He's like, yeah, I know. I was like, okay, well, hold on. We'll redo this real quick. And so I shut it down. It was only like a minute, but I felt like a complete tool. And a noob, even though I'm like 260 episodes into doing this shit, and I haven't figured it out yet. So I don't know. That interview started weird and awkward, and I felt kind of embarrassed. But man, it really worked out. It was an awesome interview, guys. You guys, I'm excited to release these. I almost just want to release them, but I have to wait and release them on schedule. All three of them were just burner. Just fantastic. So I'm excited to release them. I hope you're excited to listen to them. I think all three of them have benefits to everyone that listens to this program. Everybody. So don't think because it's about Bitcoin. I mean, Actually, even though it's a beginner kind of basic level Bitcoin, I think even people that are into Bitcoin would enjoy the conversation. DDA was really good. He threw a lot of analogies out that even lit light bulbs for me. That like I pretty much understand all this shit, at least on a base level. And that's where we were talking. And I kind of I prefaced him with that, like, hey, this is where I want to be. I know you're involved in crypto. And been involved in crypto for a long time, but can we keep this basic? And he was all about it. He really enjoys trying to onboard people and this and that too. So it was a really good base level information and lingo and no high end as much as possible. Like he says, and I struggle with this too, is when you're trying to explain crypto to a beginner, the problem that lies in basic, it's a language barrier, because programmers designed cryptocurrency. So programmers write cryptocurrency, but they use programming terms. So you have to educate, you have to teach people what the terms mean, because unless you're in programming, unless you're in computer science, you don't necessarily know what the words mean to start with. So let alone, are you going to know how they interact with each other, what you're explaining, things like that. So he kind of lit that light bulb in my head and a lot of other things with the analogy. So I'm excited to talk about that. And the other two were just fantastic too. So stay tuned. I got more interviews coming up. I have two more pre-records. Two more pre-records to do, which will be released on concurrent Thursdays after these three. So up through the beginning of February. And then I have two live interviews booked. One will be on Monday night, January 9th. And then the other one will be on Monday night, February 6th. I should be able to remember that date. So that was the bulk of my day. Corey took the day off of work and went and ran and did some grocery shopping and went dog got dog food and all that shit. So yeah, it was a long day. You don't realize how much talking wears on you, kind of tires you down. But it's a lot of brain. It's a lot of thinking, interviewing people you don't really know, you haven't had a conversation with. You kind of got to be on it and pay attention. I do get notes and things like that. But man, yeah, so that was interesting. That was over 3 hours of just talking, interviewing people. And it went great. Went great. I'm really glad I signed up for Podmatch. So let's see. So I did interviews. Our Christmas tree. Oh, Christmas tree. Oh, Christmas tree. When I went to Josh's on Monday, I believe. Yeah, yesterday was Tuesday. Monday. Ordered our pack was there. I brought them home Tuesday night or Monday night, and Corey said, "All right, we're gonna make our Christmas tree. We're gonna make our Christmas tree." And so we did. We did make our Christmas tree, and it looks great. It looks really good. We had an idea to do it with a pole. I had the pole saw, our extended hand pole saw that I use or I carry with us in case we're headed into a campsite or something, and there's low limbs that we can't get under with the trailer, or other scenarios. If we're clearing out something for a property owner or things like that, we are, we carry it. I carry it in the truck. I detach the blade off. It's a big hook, saw blade, kind of like a big handsaw up in the air. I don't run with the electric chainsaw. Use it enough, but the pole extends out. That's a nice, it's like a broomstick or more like a rake handle, but it's got, a sleeve inside it, so it extends out to twice his length, so you can reach up and get those tall branches by hand. And it was perfect for clearing stuff out, and I was like, oh, we could use this, make like the tree. You know, you see Christmas decorations like that during the day. It's like a frame and the lights are on it, and when it's dark and the lights are on, it looks solid. Like, we can do this. Corey and I started talking about it. She's like, oh yeah. And then she thinks about it, and she's like, well, we could use something for the base. We had to figure out what we were going to do for the base. And so my beautiful wife came up with these two great ideas. Man, impressed. She was all over it. She remembered that we had a case of noodles, not pasta noodles, but pool noodles that Josh was kind enough to shove in his car for us. But we have a lot of those left over. I don't know if I ever told you why we got the pool noodles. Did I ever mention why we got the pool noodles? Why we ordered a case of pool noodles? Anyway, I might circle back to that or tell you later. I don't know. But we have pool noodles left over. We got a bunch of them. We were thinking that we could make a ring at the bottom of the pole and then loop the Christmas lights around it. And it would make a circle at the bottom and a point at the top. And it'll look like a tree. Well, we didn't know how we were going to stick to the ground. We were thinking maybe tent stakes or things like that, how to get that noodle to stick where it is. It's windy here. It's kind of not level ground. And we're like, tent stakes will work. Maybe not. It's super fucking sandy, really sandy. So tent stakes aren't really ideal. And with all the rain, it has been like a smush fest out in the field. You walk around, it's solid, and then all of a sudden you're ankle deep in a mud, sandy mess, likely to be eaten by fire ants if you stay there very long. But we thought that might work, and then we were like, maybe not. So let's think about something more. Then Corey realized we had all these cable spools, that's the word I'm looking for, spools. These cable spools that the campground uses for tables and chairs and things at the campsites. They have a shitload of them. I don't know where they got them all, but Yeah, we have a couple here, and we have a bigger one, a smaller one. Corey's like, we could flip it on its side and stick that pole right down the middle, in the hole that's in the middle of the spool, and then we could staple or fix the Christmas lights to it at some point. I'm like, okay, yeah, that'll work. She also came up with the idea to how we're going to hook them to the top of the pole, and this was genius. Like, she mentioned it, and I was like, I don't know if that'll work. And then she put it into action. I was like, bravo, for sure. What she did was she took a pool noodle again, and she cut off, I don't know, what was that, like 6 to 8 inches, maybe? 6 to 8 inches, and the pool noodle has a hole in the middle, and she slid it on the top of the pole, and then she cut slices in it. Like, not all the way down, maybe an inch, 2 inches, slices, and left the little tabs. And so when we ran the Christmas lights up to the top of the pole, you just hooked it in two of the little slots, and it didn't really matter which way, but it just held that wire up there. And if a light was in between, it couldn't slide. The slices in the pool noodle were tight enough still. It's enough closed foam and enough rigidness that when you sliced it with the knife, the gap stayed little. It didn't get all flexible, and you're able to like pinch the wire in between there. It was a genius idea, and it worked fucking awesome. So I appreciate my wife doing that, coming up with all those ideas. Hey, Rachel Brown, I appreciate you stopping in and saying hi, and I really I hope you enjoy the replay of the show. Have a great day. Stay cool in that cooler. Or are you not in the cooler anymore? Anyway, we got that set up early before the Miles interview, after the dog walk. Is it after the dog walk or before the dog walk? Before the dog walk. I get nervous. I get nervous when I got an interview or live coming up, and Corey asks me to go for walks, and I'm always like itching to get back to sit here and worry about my interview, and drives her nuts. But anyway, we got that Christmas tree up, and then we had to wait for it to come on, because the solar panels both had to charge. The solar panel had to charge, and it was light out. It was light out for sure. But yeah, once it came on, man, I was impressed. I was definitely impressed. It looks good. It looks really good. So Corey's got a Christmas tree, and she's excited about that. It's right out our window. It's right out there. We have our Christmas lights inside. We have the Christmas lights on the camper. We are merry fucking Christmas around here in Texas. No snow. But it's going to get cold. It's going to get cold for sure. And that was the last thing I was going to talk about today, was the cold prep. The cold prep we got coming up. What was it? We're the jolliest bunch of assholes this side of what? I can't remember the quote. I guess we're going to have to watch Christmas Vacation again. Sorry, dear. The cold's coming. We're in Texas. Oh, wait. I did have something. It wasn't on my notes that I wanted to mention. Oh. Josh says we'll definitely see the frost on the grass the next couple days. Oh, so we can pretend that's snow? We can pretend this frost is snow. Oh, yeah. Usually at Christmas, we're already like 12 inches in at least on the ground. It's probably snowed and melted more than you get in 5 years by the time Christmas came in Minnesota. So the frost. <woo! laughs> Oh, anyway, the one thing I didn't have on my notes for this morning was the solstice. Happy solstice, everyone. Shortest day of the year. What is it today? And then I think it's 3 more days today and 3 days, or today and 2 more days that are pretty much the same length. And then we start going a minute longer every day or so. Josh says it's a white-ish Christmas. Yeah, I think that's the term they use for other things. I'm not going to go down that road today. But the solstice is today. shortest day of the year, shortest day of the year. And Corey and I were talking yesterday that, man, it doesn't feel like it normally does this time of year when it gets dark at 4:05 or whatever it does in Minnesota at on the solstice. It's stupid early, stupid early. We have here in Texas an extra almost 2 hours of daylight in a day. You don't understand what that does to a person. You don't understand. Corey literally said to me yesterday, this is the first winter in a while I don't feel like I want to kill myself because there's no light, because there's no sun, there's no happiness. There's gloomy, nasty skies, cold weather, no light, short ass days. And here we are. We don't want to kill ourselves anymore. We're happy. We have sunlight. We have light during the day that you can actually function, and you get up and it's not like you get up, you go to work in the dark and you come home in the dark. And no, man, it gets light. What's it get, like 7 something? Early 7, mid 7. I mean, light starts popping up early. And then, yeah, we have light till almost 6, like 5:30-ish. First light is 10 to 7, and last light is 7:55. So sunrise, sunset, or half hour offset for both of those. But, yeah. It's negative 12 in Minnesota, everyone. Woohoo! Okay, hold on. Okay, so what did I say? Minnesota, or here, first light is 10 minutes to 7, and last light was 10 minutes to 6 at night. I got the sun chart for Minnesota, and let's see. First light is 20 after 7, so a half hour later, and last light is 5 after 7, or 5 after 5, excuse me, 7 after 5, 7 after 5, so just after 5. So that's a half an hour in the morning and almost an hour in the evening that it's a longer day here, and that's phenomenal. That makes me very happy that we did what we did. Like, that's almost worth it in itself. Like, all the other things set aside, if everything went sideways, the fact that I don't have to deal with those short days and stupid ass cold makes it worth it. It definitely makes it worth it. So, Freedom Media Corp, good morning, how you doing? Thanks for stopping in. She says, I hate the gloomy, so depressed. Yeah. Corey really dropped into that sad seasonal affective disorder the last few years, the last 4 or 5. It's always kind of infected her. I think it's something that she's always kind of dealt with, but yeah, the last few years. And I don't know if that kind of rolled in with the Kufis or what, but yeah, the last few years, I've really noticed a difference in her. We've tried all sorts of things with the sunlights, the artificial sun where you shine it on yourself every day, different things like that. But man, the winter in Minnesota was rough on her, and I'm happy to see her not depressed in the winter just because it's fucking winter. That's stupid. Just because the sun doesn't stay up long enough to give you what you need doesn't mean you should have to suffer with being depressed. So I'm glad we got out of there. I'm glad she is feeling better. I'm glad she just randomly tells me that, man, I feel good this year. I feel good this winter. Hey, maybe it's the right decision. Maybe I know it's the right decision. I mean, it is what it is. Josh says, why do you think all the old people go to Florida? Fuck the North in the winter. Yeah, no shit, man. No shit. Every time I pull up that app and that weather app and I flip over to where we used to live, just because, and I see those temperatures, I just smile. It makes me feel better. So there is that. Let's see. Last thing on the list is the cold prep. We do have a cold snap coming here. Texas isn't all sunshine and flowers. Man, she's going to get chilly for a couple days. Not negative 12 chilly, not negative 12 like it is up where we used to live. Yeah, and that's temp. That's not wind chill. That's just plain old temp. looking like we're going to get down into the teens here and not pop up over freezing for a day and then kind of go back down a little bit and then come up out of the freeze the next day. So I think 2 days freezing, which most people will be like, oh, big deal, big deal. Well, when you're in a travel trailer, it's a little different. You don't have a whole lot of insulation. You have a lot of open gaps. You have a lot of different things to deal with. I'm trying to figure out how far I need to go with winterizing the camper. We will keep it warm, obviously. I have batteries in here. I have LifePo batteries, lithium iron phosphate batteries that really shouldn't go below freezing, really shouldn't go below like 40 degrees. So I got to kind of block off the airflow that kind of goes close to them with a little bit of insulation, which is not a big deal. We have plenty of Reflectix, which is great stuff. Pick that up on Amazon too. Go to amazon.com using, excuse me, my affiliate link. Hey, you can go down in the show notes and click the affiliate link for the OHT. And if you don't want to buy one of those, grab some Reflectix. Woo-hoo. But anyway, I can, that's no problem. Battery's no problem. We have the propane heat. I'm headed out to fill up some propane, top everything off today. We actually ran dry on one of the tanks yesterday, so it was kind of perfect timing. I can go and I will be topped up across the board going into this. Josh has warned me, and Bob and Blueberry from our group has warned me that for some of the issues I might run into in Texas, one being that propane goes bye-bye if the power goes out and people are struggling, and you won't find propane for a while. He said last time they had that big freeze. Now this one isn't that bad. This one, it looks like it's going to be a day or two at most, which I'm not concerned about. I'll have enough propane. I have 110 pounds of propane, I think is what we have at any one time. But he said, yeah, if power goes out and people start using propane, there'll be lines and lines at the propane places, and they'll run out. And then you got to wait for deliveries, and you gotta account for that that backlog and stuff like that. So I get that. So this morning, that is what we're doing. I'm going to go pick up some more firewood. Man, I got a skunky batch of shit from the gas station that is not burning very warm. So I definitely have to go over. I have a place I know where I can grab some dried oak. And that's what we're going to be burning through this thing. We're going to keep that fire rolling. I'm going to buy extra. I'm going to buy a ton. And man, we're just going to cook that stove in here and keep it warm. But we also have the propane furnace to help with that. So in conjunction, we won't burn a ton of propane. We'll burn a ton of wood. But not a ton of propane. So the inside's good. I'm not really worried about the inside. We got plenty of clothes and thermals. And man, how would two adults stay warm over Christmas holiday? I don't know. Body heat. Corey's just looking at me like, yeah, good luck. It's not your birthday. It's Christmas. She'd be like, oh, you go cuddle with the dogs, they got a lot of fur. The dogs are gonna be loving this weather, by the way. It was kind of sadistic to do the dogs to take St. Bernards to Texas when their favorite season is rolling around in the snow in the -20. But we're gonna keep it cranking in here, probably try to keep it as warm as we can. I gotta drain my water. I really the other thing they told us is Josh and Blueberry told me was if shit goes sideways and it gets cold enough to freeze plumbing, the hardware stores will not have plumbing fixtures anywhere. You won't be able to find them. There's a run on them. They don't stock them because it doesn't happen very often, but repair pieces, fittings, short lengths, tools, shit like that are going to be fucking gone. I do have the advantage that I have a couple people close that stock those things for themselves because they're smart. Probably why they listen to this show. Anyway, they have offered up their stuff, but I just don't even want to deal with it. Do I think it's going to freeze up and break and crack and all that? Probably not. It is pretty well sealed up under. It's not insulated a ton, but I think between the radiant heat from the camper and just how it is closed up and where we're located out of the wind, I think we would be okay. I don't want to risk it. It's just easy enough to drain the tanks. We don't have to worry about our gray or black tank or anything like that. We can drain the freshwater tank from the low point. We're running it down today into tomorrow. We'll just drain that. We'll keep jerry cans and buckets of water in the camper for the 2 days, kind of figure out what we need as far as gallons. And then when it comes back up in temp, we can just fill the tank back up and rock and roll. I'm not winterizing it by any means with antifreeze. I'm just going to drain it and leave the drains open. So if anything does happen to freeze, it just expands. The majority of the plumbing that I'm concerned about is actually inside the camper. So that'll be kept warm. We can keep the cabinet door open to let the heat kind of flow in under the sink where all the plumbing, plumbing with the pump and things like that will be exposed to the warm air from inside. So I'm not really concerned about them. So I think we're going to be all right. I think we'll be fine. It is only a couple days. It's not the end of the world. Then we come up above freezing every day with dips just below freezing. So I'll fill that tank back up. We've gone through that many times in the trailer with that just overnight lows just below freezing. It doesn't have enough time to do any damage, really. As long as you pay attention to it, if it stays too long, yeah, then you got issues. But when it's only a couple degrees below freezing, it takes a long time for that to freeze up stuff hard enough to break. But anyway, let me hit over the comments here. Josh says, we're going to get some below zero wind chill just to remind you why we appreciate Texas. Yeah, you know, every once in a while, you got to keep in line and remind you how good you have it. And then he also says, cuddle with the three St. Bernards, obviously. Mm-hmm. That's what I prefer to do. St. Bernards. Not my wife. Uh-uh. Why would I ever want to cuddle with my wife? All right. Well, 42 minutes. 42 minutes. My coffee's almost gone. I'm going to have to wrap it up because I'm going to have to make another pot here because it is a little getting on the chilly side in here this morning. And like I said, we got a fucking shitty batch of wood and man, that shit burns like hell. It doesn't get hot. It kind of just smolders along and it's, gotta get that oak. Gotta get that hard oak. All right. We're going to wrap it up here. Question of the day today on the Telegram chat, t.me/lotschat. That's t.me/lotschat. Every morning I ask a question of the day. You can head on over there, answer the question, stick around for all the other answers and the conversation we have all day. What a great group of people. I enjoy interacting with them all the time. Great place to ask questions, gain information, get cheered up, man. There's tons of jokes and jolly pranksters there. And man, if you're having a bad day, read through my chat for a little while and that will change your mood. Everybody's there to help. Everybody's there to cheer you up, be supportive, and and kick you in the ass if you need it. Kick you in the ass if you need it. Oh, Josh says you gotta go get you a load of that hardwood. Yep. I'm gonna go get some hardwood and put it in my trunk. Oh, but every morning I ask question of the day today, what are the low temperatures going to be in your area coming up? I know this silly Arctic blast shit is starting to creep across the country because it's going to be here tomorrow and we're way the fuck down there. What are the lows supposed to be for you in the next few days in this holiday freeze we're having preparing for Christmas? Let me know. Head on over to t.me/lotschat. Join the conversation. Join the group. Stick around. Because it's a lot of fun. It's still small enough that it's a tight community, but big enough where there is a lot of networking going on, a lot of information share, and a lot of things productive coming out of it. Other than that, I think Lightning for Liberty, we're going to put on pause until the new year. Josh is super busy. I am doing winter prep this week, and then next week is Christmas week, and we're like, let's come back in the new year. We're going to be making some announcements, remind people about our t-shirt giveaways and stuff like that. We're kind of keeping them hush-hush a little bit if you're not in the group. So join the group Lightning for Liberty on Telegram. Just search it Lightning for the letter four or the letter for the number four. I will post a link for it eventually in my Telegram chat. And yeah, you got to come to Telegram, find it. And you can enter for a couple t-shirt giveaways coming up here in the new year from Jared at LSD Designs. It's LSD Limited Supply Designs. I guess when you say the last word, you can't say the whole acronym. Dumbass. So Lightning for Liberty tonight. After party will go on. After party is fun. It's 2 hours of just content creators sitting around shooting the shit, having fun, talking about random shit. We will see who shows up tonight and pushing up on that 1,000, guys. It's trickling up there. Yesterday we had a decent day. Corey posted some really, really popular barefoot video the other day with her 25 weeks. And you're going to want to subscribe because guess what? Christmas is on Sunday, and this weekend is Corey's 6 months, I believe it's 6 months. You 6 months this week, Corey?
Yeah.
6 months. 6 months this week on Christmas weekend. So maybe we'll be doing some stockings on her feet, some Christmas hats on. I don't know if we even have any of that stuff, but Christmas video coming up this weekend. 6 months barefoot living, rolling into the new year, and let's go. Sometime this week or next week, I think, maybe next Monday night, I will do looking ahead at 2023. What a great idea. I just had it myself. All right, guys, I got to wrap it up. Get out of here. Corey's got to get to work, and I got to get some shit done, get some more coffee made. I hope you have an awesome day. I hope you enjoy your hump day. Head on over and find me. You can always find me at thelostproject.com on Twitch, Telegram, YouTube, Odyssey, Rumble, Gab, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Fountain.fm, and all the other podcasts, 2.0 value for value exchange podcast players. Hey, by the way, if you're on Rumble, look me up. Give me a follow. I would love to live stream there, but I need 12 more followers. I think it was 12 last night when I looked. I think I had 86. You need 100. So if you're on Rumble and you don't mind hitting my subscribe, get me over 100, and I will just live stream there instead of it transferring from YouTube like 3 days later, and it doesn't make sense because it's all out of order. Hey, thanks a lot if you're over there. I appreciate it. Have a great hump day, guys, and we will talk to you tomorrow. Shining in with the moon, at the end of this longest night.